It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two, brought to you by DraftKings. And week six of football's in the books. Time to get ready for week seven. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. To add to the excitement of week seven, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, listen up, because this is your opportunity to get a $1,000 sign-up bonus. If you're a new user, just sign up, and you have an opportunity for a sign-up bonus of $1,000 if you use promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN. Get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show, quarter number two. I'm Jim Galante along with Greg Pickle. Greg, what I wanted to talk to you about in this segment, you put out an article this week in Penn Live. If you folks hadn't seen it yet, please go look for it. And you talked about going into this season, naming five important players and three important games. A little later in the segment, I'll give you a chance to adjust that important players in light of what's going on with Journey Brown. But let's talk about some of those players that you mentioned. And let's start on the defense, where you mentioned Brandon Smith and Jason Owe as two very important players, part of that defense.
Yeah, I mean, you look at those two guys, Jim, and they are clearly two of the most logical candidates as it relates to guys who could take a really big step forward. So, you know, obviously, Brandon Smith got his feet wet playing last year, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but, you know, there were some games where he had some tackles, and he definitely showed up and had a few splash plays, but you know, it clearly wasn't a major breakout year for him in any way, but this year is expected to be that. So he's a guy who, you know, with Micah Parsons, Jan Johnson, and Cam Brown all gone now, that linebacker group is going to be completely retooled. And I think they're expecting Brandon Smith to be the leader of that room. So I think that he's a guy who, you know, can lead this team in tackles potentially and can be a game changer and a game wrecker. You know, again, it's not a shot at Micah Parsons, but you could see that Brandon Smith, because he played linebacker at the college level, the high school level, was a little bit more prepared for playing it at the college level. So I think there's a chance for him to get to that Micah Parsons level quickly. And I know that's a lot of expectation for him because obviously Parsons was an All-American, but I think Brandon Smith can be that kind of guy. So he certainly jumps off the page. And then when you talk about Jason Otway, you know, Jim, we have seen the splash from him. We've seen the potential from him. We've seen the quick twitch from him. And now I think everyone's ready to see him put that to use and put that into action and be the guy who can go out and have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 sacks in a season and be the guy who can disrupt opponents' offenses with just the, you know, the win at the line of scrimmage and go. So I really liked it. You know, John Scott Jr. seems to be excited about him, and they, you know, that they should be ready to, you know, both those guys should be ready to take off from the start against Indiana.
All right, well, let's switch sides of the ball. Let's go to the offensive side, where everyone talks about the one place on this team where they don't have the depth, don't have the returning players, is at wide receiver. KJ Hamler was number one last year. He's gone. A distant second was Jahan Dotson, who is back. But after that, nobody really made their mark. And what that does more than anything else is open it up There are there's a lot of returning players. There's also the youngsters, the true freshmen. And it seems like no matter who you talk to in the Penn State football organization, two names keep coming up, which are true freshmen Keandre Lambert-Smith and Parker Washington.
Yeah, you know, Jim, those are two guys who I really think can help this Penn State offense. And you kind of hit the nail right on the head in that they have some guys who have played a lot of football for them, or in some cases or have been here much longer than those two true freshmen, but they just haven't made their mark yet. So are we going to see a Daniel George finally become the player we thought he could be? Or will Cam Sullivan Brown, as a veteran, finally take the next step? And is Jahan Dotson going to be the star of this receivers room, which I think we kind of all expect? Either way, I still think we're going to see plenty of Parker Washington and Keandre Smith-Lambert. They've just been mentioned, Jim, by too many guys, teammates and coaches, to make me think that they're going to sit on the sideline all season. So don't get me wrong. I mean, I think they'll work their way in and they'll ease these guys in. I don't think they're going to start either one of them on game one, maybe, but that'd be a lot to throw at two young guys to start on the road in a Big Ten opener. But perhaps they will go that direction. But regardless of whether or not they start, I do think that these are two guys you're just going to see find their way onto the field one way or the other, either as starters or as key contributors off the bench, because they have really caught a lot of people's attention so far this season, just simply because of the fact that they seem to be able to, A, catch the ball, which was a problem at times last year, and B, create their own space, which was also a problem last year. So when you combine those two things with the demand to run an offense the way Kirk Straka wants to, in terms of the receivers being on point and where they need to be, when they need to be, and all that, I just think those two guys have impressed based on everything we've heard. So I would expect to see plenty of them this fall.
And Jahan Dotson, no doubt, is the leader, going to be a main guy, maybe the main guy. But I look at him as a very steady player. He'll catch the ball. He will make some yards after catch, but it seems like they're looking for that dynamic player to complement him. And it sounds like these two freshmen, one of them, my prediction is someone's going to make some kind of splash play early and make his mark and get into that rotation and be an exciting player. All right, the last player on your five-man list was Caden Wallace from the offensive line, and we've been hearing about him ever since he committed, that he's a physical specimen, and although there are five veterans returning, it feels like Caden Wallace is knocking on the door on that offensive line.
Well, you know, we heard a lot, Jim, about the idea that Will Fries would play right guard at some point so Caden Wallace could commit at right tackle. And I don't think that's just for, COVID purposes and trying to get a guy snaps just in case somebody would get hurt. I really think Will Fries is being pushed for that job by Caden Wallace. And I got a bug in my throat that would appear. But, you know, Caden Wallace is a guy who, again, Penn State's really liked throughout the course of his time growing up through this program. And I think Phil Troutwine has gotten him to the next level, Jim.
That would be nice to see. You have, you know, an anchor on the other side, the anchor of the line with Rasheed Walker at left tackle. It'd be nice to see a Caden Wallace step up and be that guy on the right side. Again, it may not be, you know, day one, first snap, he's taking over for Will Fries. But it's good to know that there is depth there on the offensive line also beyond the first five. All right, before we started this segment, I mentioned to you, Greg, I was going to allow you to add another player to this list in light of what's going on with Journey Brown. Here's your opportunity. Do you want to put a sixth player that may be an important X factor on this team?
Yeah, I think I almost have to at this point, right? Obviously, the Journey Brown news was a bit surprising, at the start of the game week here. So I think Devin Ford is the guy to put on that list. I mean, we know what Noah Cain can do. you were talking off the air, Jim, about the fact that it's not like Journey Brown. You know, he exploded onto the scene in the Cotton Bowl, but he also had some good performances prior to that. But you're right that it's only was a few games where we decided that he was kind of the guy for Penn State, and with good reason. I mean, he looked really good. But Noah Cain's shown that he can be that guy, too. And I think that what we have heard and seen from Devin Ford so far would make him a player to watch, a newcomer to watch this fall as well. Clearly, he was a highly regarded recruit who really has, you know, pushed his game forward since he got to college. And while we didn't see a ton of him last year, I think you're going to see a lot of him this year, and especially now after the Brown news.
Also, in your article, Greg, you mentioned the three important games, and in the couple minutes we have left, obviously Ohio State week two, huge, huge, huge game. You mentioned Michigan. And that's on the road, and I realize on the road has different meaning this year than any other year, but it's been a house of horrors there at Michigan for Penn State. And the third game you added was this week's game, Indiana, in the opener.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is, I don't want to say it's the worst opener you could possibly have, because at Michigan or at Ohio State, I think would be more qualifying for that than at Indiana. But I'll just tell you what, Michael Penix Jr. is a really tough kid at quarterback. And I think Tom Allen and that group is going to be stingy on defense like they always are. And then you combine that with the new mind that they have running the offense. And I just think they're going to be a tough out, Jim. I really do, especially on the road. Obviously, you're right that without fans, and some places will have just family members in the stands, some places will have nobody at all. So it'll just depend on, you know, what each state and campus allows. But it's still going to be, despite the fact that there's no fans, and not like there's a, you know, huge atmosphere in Bloomington anyway, but you know, the fact that there's no fans at the game is something that is going to impact Penn State, and I think both a positive and a negative way. I mean, obviously it'll be good for some reasons, but it'll hurt for other reasons. So I just think that that's a tough opener, and as James Franklin has said, they're going to have to bring their own juice to that game. There's no doubt about it. And then, you know, Michigan and Ohio State, they were two easy picks, Jim. We know every year that they are circled on the calendar, and this year it's magnified. Again, like you said, Ohio State in week two is going to be a significant early season challenge, and then going to Michigan late in the year is this the year James Franklin and co can get over the hump and win at the Big House? I say yes, but as we know, it's not an easy trip out there with or without fans.
Yeah, going on the road is always a challenge for any of the teams in the Big Ten. You hear a lot of talk, obviously, for the typical whiteout game, how difficult it is playing at Penn State. In fact, Urban Meyer, I've seen, has called it a 7-to-10-point advantage for the Nittany Lions during a whiteout game. So that shows you how much opposing coaches think of going on the road, especially with a rowdy crowd. All right, that is it for quarter number two. Stick around. In quarter number three, we're going to take a look at the latest release of the roster and updated weight.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forge-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forge-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes, or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forge-Legends.com, and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.